Hi, Liam Moffat here from the Mayo Sports Clinic at the Connacht GAA Conference here in the Centre of Excellence. A fantastic day here. I'm lucky to have a chat with Cathal Craig, the strength and conditioning coach for Connacht GAA. So, Cathal, thanks for talking to me. Just wondering, how are you finding your role as Connacht GAA strength and conditioning professional?
Thanks very much, Liam. Yeah, great day here at the coaching conference. I suppose I'm just through a year of my post here as strength and conditioning officer for the province. I suppose there's three angles that I've taken. One would be to provide services to clubs and counties at a reasonable rate. So in things in terms of fitness testing, screening and video analysis. So for fitness testing, teams can come over to the centre, get a full analysis on speed, power, strength, endurance and anthropometrics. We also screen for injury prevention, and we also provide video analysis services here where teams can come and get their games recorded, and also they can send in clips or videos or DVDs of games recorded at an external location. I also do these for schools and development squads, and what I'm currently doing at the moment is developing an education course, which will be a level one, similar to your normal football coaching course, but it will be an actual conditioning course, so that coaches in the province will be able to do your basic, will have the basic science, will understand the demands of the games, can do things like warm-ups, cool-downs, all that sort of stuff, basic things that any coach should be able to do and understand why exactly they're doing them.
Great stuff. And you gave a fantastic presentation today on the effects of high intensity interval training versus high volume endurance training in the context of Gaelic football players. Can you tell us a bit more about that research, Cathal?
Yeah, for my master's, myself and David Kelly compared high-intensity interval training and endurance training in club-level Gaelic football players with Professor Niall Moynagh in DCU. Basically, what we done was we done a six-week training program on club-level Gaelic football players. So at the start, we done 2 days of testing where we done medical screening, skin folds, muscle biopsy, then counter movement jump, vertical jump, 5 and 20 meter speed, and VO2 max. Then the players trained for 6 weeks, and then we done the same retest afterwards. So basically what we found from our study was that aerobic capacity increased by 7% in both groups. Speed and power was maintained in the high intensity group, and speed and power actually decreased in the endurance training group. But what was very significant was the total time commitment involved for each of the groups. So for 840 minutes of time commitment for the endurance training group, even though they did improve their aerobic capacity by 7%, the high intensity group actually only trained for 374 minutes. And that's including recovery and everything. So if you actually took out the recovery, they actually only ran for 88 minutes of that 6 weeks. So they improved their aerobic capacity by 7%. Compared to the same improvement out of 840 minutes with the endurance training group. I suppose if anyone wants any more details on it, they can contact me directly themselves. It's not in the scope of this to go into more detail on it.
And finally, one of the things we noticed here today at the presentations was the effect of repetitive gains and the creation of muscle marker damage. And obviously that comes into the context of our own interest in the clinic is injuries. And Dr. Creena Tobin gave a brilliant presentation here today on that. And what would you say about those people who are trying to pack in, you know, 8-9 sessions in a week and they're at a very intense level from a point of view of injury? What would be your thoughts on that, Cathal?
Yes, I think it really depends on the level that the player is at themselves. I think for the manager or the coach, I think they really should seek out professional advice on what type of training they're doing, how much intensity is in the training. I think one thing that is majorly left out and forgotten about in GAA specifically is the phase of recovery, where the player actually has to be given adequate time to recover from one training stimulus before he goes on to the next training. Otherwise, what happens is their performance will be reduced, and if this happens over a prolonged period of time, it will develop into injuries. So I would just advise coaches to seek out some expertise. Just ask people. We're all freely available over here at the Connacht GAA for any club or any club coaches that want to come over and ask us and sit down and talk about these sort of things. Because I suppose it's not fair on players to be putting overload on them and causing them to get injured.
Thanks, Kyle. So it was great to...